What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If it doesn't work, you're just not using enough. You're listening to Soft Web Radio, Special Operations Military News, and straight talk with the guys in the community.
Hey, what's going on? This is Rad with Soft Rep Radio, and I have a really cool episode today. But first, before I introduce my two guests, I want to tell you about softrep.com/book-club. That's right, we have a book club, and we have put a lot of time and dedicated a lot of resources to showing you our book club. So go to softrep.com/book-club. And also, our merch. Man, we have really been happy sending you guys out this stuff. I've been getting tagged in it, so please keep doing that. And also keep purchasing the merch. It keeps us going, and we love the Soft Rep Mafia representing all around the world. So thanks so much for that. Now, I have Guy McCarty Jr., one of Soft Rep's editors and masterminds behind the writings and things that you guys read. And then today's guest is going to be Barry Cohen. Now, Barry comes from a background of watches, okay? Timepieces, you know, things that you wear on your wrist, things that have changed so much since the beginning of the railroad time, okay? Where we click on the little, you know, round dial to see how fast the train was coming or something. So Barry, welcome to our show and welcome ProTech, your company.
Hey, thanks so much. Appreciate you having me today, Red. Nice to see you again also, Guy.
That's right. Now, let me just kind of step in here real quick. We all had a powwow at SHOT Show of 2024 and linked up together, right?
That's right.
Yes, sir.
And how was SHOT Show for you, Barry?
SHOT Show is by far our most important show for the type of watches we make, and the show was fantastic for us. One of the benefits of SHOT is you get to see people from around the world, and so we were able to open up and access different geographies that we didn't have yet, like the United Kingdom and Sweden, and some push into Germany, and some work in Latin and South America and Mexico. And so basically it was a good success for us.
Now, okay, so let's go back a little bit, okay? So we know ProTech, we've just dropped that, but let's go back to what got you into where you're at today. And is it my understanding that the glowing features that we all have all become accustomed to, like Luminex, right, on the dials and on the faces of of watches, that comes from your side of the brain?
Well, it certainly wasn't my invention. And if you said Luminix and you were referring to Luminox, just happy to correct you there for the sake of accuracy. So an old friend of mine, Richard Timbo, and I both founded the Luminox brand in 1989. And the thinking that's quite a while ago, huh? And the thinking at that time, I had been looking for some type of technology to be able to sustain a brand, have a point of difference. And when I caught wind of this, what I'm going to call enabling self-powered loom technology, I thought, we should put this into watches. We're already selling watches. Let's put it into watches, create a brand for whom the highlight or the USP of the brand will be this self-powered loom. And this had existed before us. It was in night sights of guns, and it's been in other applications, compasses, and a number of different, what I would primarily call military applications. And in fact, there were two watches out at the time, two brands, when I went to this physicist company in Switzerland to try and acquire this. There were two that were already making watches that were being supplied to the military. But my thinking, once again, was, why limit it there? Wouldn't every consumer enjoy having this, once again, enabling technology? And that was the advent of Luminox. That's how we started it. And it got off and running. And, luck plays a role, Rad. We had a good idea. We were marketing it. We were already in tons of mail order catalogs with other products. Remember, that was the heyday of mail order back in the 90s. And we were at a trade show. It was an outdoor retailer show. And we got lucky when a gentleman from the Navy SEALs happened upon our booth and said, I've been looking for you guys. I've been looking for this technology. And if you'll make a watch for us, we're not going to buy that many, but then you can go tell the world that you supplied the Navy SEALs, and maybe that will resonate. And that definitely did resonate. And that, coupled with a heck of a lot of long work days, got us to the point of having an established brand over a few years.
No, that's awesome. And pretty incredible too, because, you're just out there and you're hustling and you're trying to make it, and somebody has been seeking you out. That had to feel good to be seeked out for what you were making, right? I mean, who wouldn't want to be able to see what time it was? Or, obviously the lens static compass, for my listener, if you're not familiar with what we're talking about, when you're looking at the old school compasses and you shine a flashlight on it, they glow and you can see the course, you can see north and all the different, points, 180, 360 on the compass. Well, that is also now inside of what we're talking about, the watches. And for a SEAL to be able to see underwater, right? A clear, like, glowing, what time it is or what direction, right? That's what we're talking about.
Yep. And the benefit of this, there's been a lot. If you don't mind, I'll take you back in time a little bit and give you a little discussion. Just to give you a little discussion, basically, about loom on timepieces. Very often wars, nobody advocates for war, obviously. We'd rather not have them. But wars do beget new technologies, and things come from that. And during World War I, it was really the first time that wristwatches were worn by men. Prior to that, the men wore pocket watches. And it was pretty obvious that if you're in the trenches and you're carrying your military gear, you don't really have another hand to be pulling a pocket watch out. So that was the advent of wearing watches on the wrist for men, where they strapped the watch to the wrist. Now, in those days, they were using radium paint on the dials. And nobody knew at the moment that radium was such a noxious substance. And indeed, many of the people working in the watch factories died young from radioactive poisoning. Sometime between World War I and World War II, there was a move to tritium paint. And tritium is a harmless but still nuclear substance. Tritium paint became sort of the staple of luminous time for a number of years. I believe it was in the 60s, late 60s, Superluminova came about. And that is today the staple of photoluminescent loom. And all looms out there are truly photoluminescent. And what does that mean? It means light has to hit that paint that's on the dial, the hands, and it activates or charges the illumination, and it gives or emits a glow until it needs to be recharged with another external light source. That's the standard. And there are plenty that are very, very good. The thicker you paint it on a watch hand or a dial, you know, multi-painting, multi-print, yeah. multi-print, the more material, the more light energy it can absorb, and therefore it can emit and give back for a longer period of time and brighter. And there are some that are so thickly painted that you can get a solid 5 hours of night loom reading capability with dark adapted eyes. We make some in other brands we have. But what we discovered here was a breakthrough in that this is self-powered loom. So it is not photoluminescence. It does not need light to hit the dial. Again, much like the gun sights that many of your listeners and viewers would know about. So this is a completely different thing from the watches. There's a loom factory, and then there's a watch factory. And this is borosilicate glass tubes in micro sizes that are filled with a glue, then filled with a phosphor to make sure it lines the entire inner core of that vessel. Then it is taken to a vacuum machinery where heavy hydrogen, that would be H3, which is tritium, is pumped in a gaseous form, and it's sealed with a CO2 laser. Now, from the moment that tube is sealed, the tritium is emitting beta, and the beta causes that phosphor to fluoresce on its own, nonstop for 25 years. And so that's what we have in the Protek brand. It's what I had in the Luminox brand. And that's how you arrive at this, once again, enabling capability to be able to see time at a glance, no matter the light level, including complete darkness. Now, all of that's done at this laboratory, but then these tubes that are cut with a CO2 laser, so you get a nice rounded edge on the tube ends. These tubes are cut into the size for minute hands, for hour hands, for the indices, for second hands, for the dial bezel pip for a dive watch. And 10,000 tubes fits into a box about 4 inches by 4 inches by 1 inch. And that box is then shipped to the watch assembly facility where the tubes are attached to the dials, attached to the hands, and then conventional watchmaking takes over from there. So I don't mean to wax on too much, but that's the technology.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And they're much smaller than a grain of grain of rice. Very, yeah. Very small, micro tubules, I believe they're called.
Are they
really are micro?
Is it all so? So you have a bezel, and you have to put the luminescent or the loom technology on the bezel and on the face and all that. Like, is that just done very delicately? Is that done by a machine? Is that done by person?
Well, a great deal of it is done by hand, but today they do have robotics that can place them onto the dials or onto
AI.
it's a robot, but yeah. Actually, for our brand, they're all done by hand.
Okay.
And part of it is we use different size tubes, and some of those tubes aren't robotically placed. But to Guy's point, when you say micro, it really is micro. They're from 0.3 mm to 0.2 mm on the watch hands and on the different indices. There are bigger tritium tubes. In fact, our field watch uses tubes that are 1.5 by 5 mm as watch indices. And these are big rectangular tubes. Most of the tubes we use are cylindrical.
It'd be cool to watch the process, you know, all the CO2 laser cut up close, or seeing it put the tritium gas inside of it, or any of that kind of thing would be just magnificent to see. I like the internal workings of watches. I like people opening them up on social media and working with their fingers on all of the different aspects of watches. So having this conversation is really intriguing. It's really nerdy. And I'm sure that, you know, there's so much that goes into it, right? There's a cost to people putting things on that. There's a cost to that laser cut. There's a cost to, you know, the 4x4x1 inch box shipping, the person that shipped it, right? All this has to factor in to the watch. And so, you know, now Guy, you got some watches, right? You were checking some of these out.
Yeah. If I could try to get one into focus here and see how good my camera is. See if it'll focus on.
Oh yeah. So that one right there, that's the Marine Corps, right?
That's the one from the Marine Corps. I absolutely love this case back.
The Eagle Globe and Anchor has been embossed on the back of that, or that's raised, isn't it?
Yes, that's it's raised. It's deeply raised and quite attractive.
And that red band, that's some bling, okay? When I say bling, that pops, okay? That's enough. It doesn't have to be gold and diamonds. USMC, that red band. Guy, that looks good against your skin tone. It would look good against anybody's skin tone, especially a Marine's. Holy cow.
So in the Marine collection,
baby on.
Yeah, you should.
In the Marine collection, the USMC collection, we have 9 models. One of them is straight blackout because anytime we're in this type of watch, tactical style watches, you got to have kind of a blackout look. And then we used 4 USMC official Pantone colors. We're not going to just pick a color out of the blue. We use their colors that include a dark blue, the bright red, military green, and a desert sand kind of color. So, and in those instances, those 4 models can be had either with those accent colors on the dial and on the rubber grip of the crown. We add a rubber grip to the crown for tactile purposes. Mm-hmm. With a charcoal strap, or you can have it with a color coordinated strap, which is what Guy was showing you.
Have you always just loved watches? Is this your thing?
You know, somebody asked me that just the other day. I was on a blog with GovX about this, and they asked, well, how did this all happen? And I started to reflect, and I realized that my parents gave me a Timex when I was 10. And I really, you know, and I remember that I'd go to school in a 5th grade with my little Timex on, and most of the kids weren't wearing a watch. You know, most kids don't wear a watch, really. And then when I was 13, my family took us on a little Caribbean cruise. And, you know, on the cruise, you can buy duty-free stuff, so it's a lower price. And my folks bought me, believe it or not, a Universal Genève chronograph. But it was $35, you know. We're talking a long time ago. Today, that would be thousand-something. Thousands, probably. And I loved that watch. So I wore that like for special occasions, but this story kind of came out that a bunch of us high school kids, we went to visit a friend of mine's girlfriend at some summer camp, and we were going to spend a couple days up at this place. And so one night we all went to the, to this country club swimming pool and hopped the fence and snuck in to go skinny dipping in this pool, and all of a sudden we heard the police were coming. And so we all had to run out, grab our clothes, grab our stuff, and we're running across the fairway, and police are shining lights on our naked butts as we're running across the fairway. But unfortunately, I lost my watch that night, and so that's when watches started for me.
Oh yeah, wow. So yeah, so young age. I mean, you're in your 50s now, is that right?
I wish. No, I'm considerably older. I mean, you got to think that I did Luminox for 27 years, and I've been out of there for 7 years. So I'm back, and I just figured before I get to be too old.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
Dad deserves something really nice for Father's Day, but let's face it, we usually don't do it. Big gifts are for Mother's Day. Picking something up on the way is for Father's Day. Well, let's make Father's Day something this year with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. It whips up over 60 premium cocktails on demand, each ready at the push of a button. And right now, you get $50 off the Bartesian Cocktail Maker when you buy one pack of Dad's favorite cocktail capsules. Dad will publicly love that you saved $50 on the countertop machine that crafts premium cocktails on demand. And he'll secretly love that you splurged on him for Father's Day with the gift of a Bartesian. Because the only thing that lets Dad know he's the world's number one dad better than a world's number one dad coffee mug is an artisan cocktail in his hand. Make Dad's Father's Day and Father's Day cocktails with all natural juices and bitters without making any mess at all. Visit bartesian.com/father to get $50 off the best premium cocktail maker for Dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Did you, Vietnam, was that in your, was that in your line of sight when you were growing up?
Well, it certainly was happening when I was growing up. My draft number was 14, but the draft was stopped at number 11 of my year, as it happened. So I certainly would have been drafted, but I didn't get drafted, and I never had to serve. But, you know, I have immense respect for anybody that did. Because enlistees, of course, is one thing, but even the people that were enlisted and were drafted and didn't even want to go, but ended up going. You know, you got to have a lot of empathy, of course, serving our country, but you got to have a lot of empathy because, as we all know, a lot of people didn't come back, and many that did come back came back less than whole. And so how can you not support those, you know, that sacrificed?
Yeah, and so you probably have that inside of you as well because, I mean, you are helping, you know, outfit SEAL teams with technology that can help them.
Now, I don't work with SEAL teams at this moment. I still have plenty of Navy SEALs that are friends from the old days.
Sure.
Because, you know, the USMC and, the US Navy SEAL program was part of my former brand. Mm-hmm. But today, as you guys both already discussed, we do a watch that's tied to the United States Marine Corps instead. And if you want to know how that came about, I'm happy to tell you.
Yeah, that is a good question. How did that get to be the USMC's Marine Corps that guy is wearing, which is red and popping off of his wrist in the video, if you're watching?
Yeah, blingy, as you said.
Yes, blingy. Yes.
So while we were doing the Luminox, we ended up in a meeting with the folks from the Marines. The guy that had worked with me for 16 years, worked at my former brand for 19 years, kind of my right-hand guy and as dependable as anyone could ever be. He was a Marine, so, you know, we're a Marine, always a Marine. And he had brought these people in, and we had a discussion, and we thought long and hard about it. They asked, would you like to have a Marine program as well? And again, nothing but respect for all branches of the armed services, but we thought at the moment it might dilute the message, our marketing message for the other brand, so we politely declined. You know, when I sold my shares in Luminox at late 16, I had another watch company, so I was still making watches, a variety of different watches. And so this fellow that worked with me was in touch with the folks from the Marines, and I got a call one day, a couple of comments, the words on the street. We're here, you're back in Tritium Tactical Watches. And I said, yes. And then extremely complimentary, his next line was, if you're doing it, we want it. And he said, give me a week or so to speak to the people here and I'll come back to you. And it took just about a month, but then we had a program put together and we were underway on developing the USMC series. That's just one series within the brand. We have four series at present, so that's one of the four series, and we also have quite a few new things in the hopper coming this year, automatic mechanical watches using a Seiko 24 jewel movement, bracelets, solid link bracelets for our steel dive watches, and solid titanium bracelets for our titanium field watches, and one of the automatic mechanicals will also be a collection of USMC watches.
I love that. And so where would we be able to find more information about your series of watches in the collection? Is it like protech.com? Is that the website, or what's your website?
Actually, the website is protechwatch.com. And I always have to, or I always try to spell it, so because people could spell tech different ways. So that's P-R-O-T-E-K watch.com. And there you'll be able to see the full range presently. Of course, the new things are not photographed yet.
Right. And so this is someplace that my listener can go check out. You know, you can go scroll around, see the probably the history of his watches and check them out. They're very cool. I got to see them in person, and I got to see a lot of them at SHOT Show. And I really enjoyed walking around SHOT Show. And it's meetings like where we bump into each other or introduced through Guy. And his guy's like, Rad, you should go over and check out his booth. And boom, we go over there, and now you're on. You know, you're able to talk about your story and let our listener know about it, and hopefully it just brings positive success to your new, what should I say, shedding of your skin. Now you're
well, a guy has seen us before at the SHOT Show, and it was great to see him come back and visit us. And as he saw how we're developing, I guess he mentioned you to me, and I guess he mentioned us to you.
Yes.
And then lo and behold, the next day you happened upon our booth, and I thank you for doing that. It was a pleasure to meet you.
Geez, you were talking to some big wigs. You had the president of Smith & Wesson hanging out at your booth when I came over. We even got a picture and put it up on the internet. Was that right?
Yeah. He's the chairman.
Oh, chairman. Yeah, excuse me. Chairman, Smith & Wesson.
And he's a very nice man. You know, I met him the year before at the SHOT Show once again. And, you know, I made a comment to him, which I meant sincerely. I told him, you know, I had just come from the scuba diving show a few months earlier, and it reminded me of, at that show, you know, at any show you meet a lot of people. And at that show, I happened to meet a man who started DAN, which is Divers Alert Network. And, you know, most of the people at the show were dressed in scuba, you know, thinking casual attire. And this guy shows up, and, you know, he's at the booth and beautifully dressed in a suit and tie and very eloquent and very dignified. And I made the comment to an associate there. I said, you know, at every show you meet one person who's really obviously a really classy individual. And that was that guy at the dive show. And then I felt the same way about this gentleman from Smith & Wesson. And so I made that comment to him. I said, you remind me of this other guy. And here you are, obviously a distinguished gent. It's a pleasure to meet you. And so he ended up coming back to our booth this year a couple of times, and we had some nice conversations, and he happens to love what we do. So you know, it's always a pleasure to see him, and happy to have a watch on his wrist if he's interested, and we go from there. But yeah, you got a chance to meet him. He's a nice man.
Yeah, exactly.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Dad deserves something really nice for Father's Day, but let's face it, we usually don't do it. Big gifts are for Mother's Day. Picking something up on the way is for Father's Day. Well, let's make Father's Day something this year with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. It whips up over 60 premium cocktails on demand, each ready at the push of a button. And right now, you get $50 off the Bartesian Cocktail Maker when you buy one pack of Dad's favorite cocktail capsules. Dad will publicly love that you saved $50 on the countertop machine that crafts premium cocktails on demand. And he'll secretly love that you splurged on him for Father's Day with the gift of a Bartesian. Because the only thing that lets Dad know he's the world's number one dad better than a world's number one dad coffee mug is an artisan cocktail in his hand. Make Dad's Father's Day and Father's Day cocktails with all natural juices and bitters without making any mess at all. Visit bartesian.com/father to get $50 off the best premium cocktail maker for Dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Now, Guy, what do you think about it? You're wearing the watch. Tell me what it feels like.
It is extremely comfortable. I love this strap, rubber strap. So you can maybe able to tell I have pretty big wrist. I have about a 7 3/4 inch wrist and plenty of like extra on the watch.
I want that red wrap on the crown. That would be awesome.
Yeah, he's got the red.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Which really sets it off.
Yes.
And the wave pattern on the back. See if you guys can see that.
There's a reason.
How long does it take to put a watch together, Barry? Like, what does it take from, you know?
Well, the process is what I refer to it as multi-iterative, because it goes back and forth. When I said, can I back up and I'll bring you right to that?
Do it.
You know, as I mentioned to you, I've been doing other watches, but I sort of had this yearning, I guess, to get back to this space. This, for all intents and purposes, this space was my career with my former brand. And I sort of missed making the type of watches I always loved making, designing and making. And I thought, you know, as I said to you before I get to be too old here, maybe I should take one last stab at it. And our brand ethos started with a clean sheet of white paper. At the top of the page, we just wrote two things, no excuses and no compromises. And that's how we were going to build this brand. You know, anything I did before, I always had partners and it was collaborative. Sure, do you want this? You want that? And I found that we were very often cutting corners or just things that I wasn't yet really 100% thrilled with. But now, doing it on my own, I could do it my way, basically, and build the watch the way I thought it would be built best. And we think we've done that. You know, your consumers will have to, or the consumer world out there will have to think about that and see if they agree. But so I went back to the designer that I worked with for over 25 years, who was, for all intents and purposes, retired today. And I said, I'm going to take one more shot at this. Are you interested in joining me? And he goes, you're darn right I am. Let's do this and let's make it the best we can. And this is a Swiss designer. He worked for a major manufacturing and design house in Switzerland. In fact, he designed some of the top Gucci's, some of the top Tag Heuer watches. He's no slouch. Tag Formula One, as an example, that was his design. And so we set about to conceive what it is we want. We both knew we wanted classic design. We weren't looking for things that were just, you see a lot of watches that just have too much on them, in my opinion, and in his as well. We sort of think alike. And so we wanted timeless design, things that would be clean, good for today, but good for the long haul. And I think we accomplished that together. So that process takes, I mean, it can be done in 6 months if you spend 2 months on design and 4 months on production. But we spent more than that on design and more than that on production. And so it ended up taking maybe 8 or 9 months or so. But then we came out with our first three collections, which were a carbon composite case dive watch, a stainless steel dive watch, and a titanium field watch. And then it was after that, as I told you, when the Marines and we started discussing things, we added another carbon composite collection that's the Marine collection. But from the outset, I told you this time, no excuses, no compromises. From the outset, we wanted to build and create something to a higher standard, so to speak. So every watch we make, for example, has a sapphire crystal with anti-reflective coating. We didn't want any mineral crystals, no K1 crystals. In the case of our carbon We're using 30% carbon on the cases, and it's a 300 meter dive watch. Mm. Nobody needs that. No one goes to 200 meters, but it's a sign of building quality in. And every single watch, by the way, is tested in air, and every watch tested in water. Nobody does this. They usually batch test in water, because if a watch fails in water, you got to toss it. And we test them, of course, to the full depth rating. The strap that you mentioned, Guy, that's genuine rubber. That's not polyurethane. Again, these are places one could cut a corner, but we don't want to cut a corner. So we use genuine rubber. Mm-hmm. And in the rubber, we even mold a steel tube that's inside the strap for the spring pin to go through for added durability and ruggedness and strength. Again, you don't have to do that. These are just added things we wanted to do. So we really tried to build it the right way. If you turn our bezel, and Guy, you can demo if you wish, but there's no play in our bezel. It's a 60-click tight bezel with no play.
Yeah, there's no back play.
And on our stainless steel, we use 120-click, and also there, no play, tight as a drum. And then in the steel and the titanium watches, we built those with waterproof, genuine Italian leather strap. So it's Italian mm-hmm. leather mm-hmm. that's treated to be waterproof. And mm-hmm. if you know anything about standard leather, it starts kind of stiff. You got to break it in. But if you get it in water, it's going to get brittle. It's going to crack right where the buckle is.
So that watch that guy's holding up right there, that leather strap, that's the Italian leather, and it's been treated for water resistance. That's what you're telling us, right?
I am. This strap right here,
mm-hmm.
Italian leather, waterproof. All... This is one of the original samples. You can even see it's got a little sticker. That's how old it is. This has been in water 36 times. It starts soft. It gets softer. It molds to your wrist if you put it in water, and it will not crack.
That's legit. So who did the fixed bayonet testing on it, you know, like making sure that it was like able to fix a bayonet for a Marine, you know, like did it have like a hand grenade test to throw the hand grenade while it was being worn? I mean, like, you know, what about like the recoil? Like, is it going to be able to handle the recoil, my man? Like, who's doing that testing?
Well, all that type of thing is done at the assembly facility, where there's about 24 quality control steps, including abrasion resistance, including shock resistance, and the water resistance that I told you about, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. bracelets that are pulled and pulled and pulled and pulled thousands of times to know that it's working properly, so and that it can stand up. So that's just the processes we go through before anything would ever ship.
And then once it does ship out to the client and they get it, what is your backing like? Does it have like a lifetime?
How do you guys, we don't have a lifetime. I could give you some humor, and I can give you the reality.
Yeah, both.
Okay, so the reality is that we have a 2-year limited warranty, and why do I say limited? Because, mm-hmm. for example, no watch company warrants a crystal. Nobody does, because glass can break, even sapphire. But the thing is, they don't break on their own. You know, they break from serious impact. So nobody warrants a crystal. Nobody warrants a strap, because straps wear out. Mm-hmm. Just like nobody, if it's a quartz watch, nobody warrants a battery, because eventually a battery wears out. These mm-hmm. are things that just happen. But it's a solid warranty. We stand behind our product. Remember, I said no excuses and no compromises. I've had situations where we've spent a considerable amount of money to make sure customers are satisfied. I can tell you about that separately. But the humor I was going to tell you, yeah. you know, we like to have a lot of fun. So at trade shows, we kid around with people. Work can be arduous and sometimes boring. So why not have a little fun? And so we clown with people a little bit. And so sometimes people would say, what kind of warranty you have? Oh, we offer you the 30-30. What's that? Oh, 30 feet or 30 seconds, whatever comes first. And of course, we're clowning.
Yeah.
Another one is, we would say to people, hey, have you heard about the former Rolex Wearers Club? No. What's that? Oh, we started it. Basically, we heard from a lot of people that were wearing Rolexes, but they said it didn't keep accurate enough time, and they couldn't see it at night. They put it in the safe deposit box, and now they wear our watch.
Yeah.
Again, just kidding around with people. Sure. But it really is true. That's an interesting point, by the way, because it really is true. Even the people that are watch aficionados and have the high-end watches, the Rolexes, right. the Hublots, the Breitlings, the Tags, the Omegas. Even those folks like to have what I call a beater. And that's a watch you can bang the heck out of. You don't want to take a high-end watch on, I don't know, yard work or outdoor rugged activities, take hyperbole, mountain climbing or something like
right.
that. You want something you can bang around. And we're very happy filling that role of the beater.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Father's Day is coming, a day we celebrate the guy who's always there for us, to crack a dad joke. Well, you know what's not a dad joke? Getting $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker with the purchase of his favorite cocktail capsule pack. $50 off. No dad joke. See, this is a dad joke. I lost my glasses today, and guess who I bumped into? Everyone. But the Bartesian Cocktail Maker, it's no joke. Each cocktail capsule contains real fruit juices and all-natural bitters, so dad can make over 60 premium cocktails he loves. Sidecars, old fashions, gimlets, all with the push of a button. So, for the dad who loves a cocktail with friends and a good joke from time to time, get the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. $50 off now until Father's Day. Visit BARTESIAN.com/father to get 50 off the best premium cocktail maker for dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
I mean, are you really going to wear a Rolex on a submarine, Submariner? Come on. I'm just playing.
Well, you know, I'm not. Rolex is a wonderful brand.
I get it. 100%.
But, you know, today, my goodness, they're 9,000 to 17,000 before you get to precious metals and gems. You know, our watch is under $500. It's a big difference.
Yeah, right, right. And it has a purpose, you know, to be consistent and to keep time for the train that's coming.
And when I say a beater, oftentimes this class of watch, it is a beater, but it's also what's often called a tool watch. And that's what we make.
Can you expound on the tool watch?
It basically just means a rugged watch that's used for purposes of adventure, the outdoor environment.
Mm-hmm. So that rubber band, it's probably easy to clean, right? So if you happen you know, sweat, grime, you know, anything that collects underneath it, wearing it all the time.
A little soap and water in hand under a faucet and you're good. And by the way, as a matter of mention, that, you know, any watch that has a rotating bezel, a dive watch, if you go in salt water, it's advised that when you come out of the salt water, you run it under some lukewarm water and turn the bezel a few times just to get the salt out from it so you don't get a caked bezel. That wave pattern that you referred to, Guy, it has a purpose too. It's not just for design. It's so that when you sweat under it dissipates some of the sweat.
Hmm, okay. That's pretty ingenious. And I learned that about diving the first time that I did not rinse my watch in fresh water afterwards and it got all crusty. So you do that once and then afterwards you rinse it off.
That's right. And you know, even if you're not a diver, that style of watch, it kind of says a little something about who you are. You know, it's obviously a more rugged looking watch. And that's an interesting thought as well, that, you know, in life, women have many, many ways that they can express who they are, whether it's handbags or shoes or nail fashions or hair fashions. You can go down jewelry. There's a lot of ways. But for a guy, really, the watch has become the way that a man can say, this is who I am. Even my son, who, you know, when he graduated in eighth grade, I gave him a nice Swiss watch from a company called Revue Thomann. And he said, oh, this is my special watch. And of course, he had some of my Luminoxes. But by around 11th grade, I noticed he wasn't wearing a watch anymore. And you don't want to push a kid. They're just going to push back. So I just asked him, hey, I noticed you're not wearing a watch anymore. He goes, I don't need it, Dad. I got my cell phone right here. Okay. And then I noticed somewhere near the end of his college tenure, he started to wear a watch a little more often. And then he went into the workforce. And I noticed he was wearing a watch every single day. And so now I asked him, yeah, I thought you didn't need a watch. He goes, I don't need a watch, Dad. But for a guy, a watch kind of says who you are. And he hit it. I mean, he nailed it because he's right. It really does. And so that type of outdoorsy adventure style watch paints you or defines you as a person that either lives that life, aspires to live that life, or wishes they lived that life.
Right. Right. I've had conversations. I had a nice watch. It was a watch I liked. It had barbed wire around the bezel of it. And it was a really 55 millimeter dial. It was huge. And it had, and I was at this SHOT Show a few years ago and I was just sitting at the table and my guy's like, well, Rad, looks like you moved up in the world, huh? And he's just tapping on my watch. He's just tapping the watch. That's it. I just dress like me and you've met me. You see me. I'm just me. But then there was the watch. And he's like, I see. I see. And I was like, okay. So A, yes, I didn't mind that. I work hard. B, I was like, if I'm getting off the plane in another land, I probably don't want to wear this because it's probably an expensive looking watch that might target me. I might want something that's a tool workable watch that can just blend in with just regular watches. Because, you know, I've done these offsites with war games where we work with teams who are capturing people to train their business people like CEOs on what to do if they get captured off of a path in a jungle. Right. And so like say they're going overseas and the wife is going with the husband and they get off the plane and she's got something shiny on her wrist and he's got something shiny, but they don't realize it because they're used to that world. Okay. Everywhere they go. 5 feet off the jungle trail is you don't know where you're at anymore. And now you're kidnapped and you've got something shiny and somebody wants it. So what I'm saying is having something that's just a functional watch, you know, that can get the job done. That probably is not going to attract a lot of attention. So it has its ebb and flows. And I'm just saying, Barry, you can either have that pop in. I'm at the Grammys. Here's my bling, bling, bling. You know, I'm going to wear this for the red carpet. Or you can have the watch that's going to always just, you know, be on your wrist. Because like you said, people put them in safe deposit boxes. Are they even wearing it? What are they wearing? They're wearing something else, maybe like your watch, really.
Well, we should be so lucky that they decide to wear ours. That would be wonderful. You touched on something interesting there. You talked about a 55 millimeter watch and commented it was a few years ago. Mm-hmm. There's been watch sizes is an interesting thing that we've watched watch sizes. You know, about 15 years ago or so, we saw watch sizes start to grow and grow and grow and grow. And they got to the point of the 55s. And again, now I was with Luminox. So, of course, we took that brand up from 43 to 44 to 45. We had a 47. We had a 48. Because you got to make what the customer wants. And at that moment, right, that's what the customer wanted. But about 8 years ago, I saw Oris, a nice Swiss brand, come out with a 36 millimeter men's watch. We're at Luminox, our women's watch was 38. So this was sort of astonishing.
Right.
Yeah, small. And I thought, wow, I don't know what's going to happen here, but maybe this is a harbinger of what's to come. And indeed it was, because I'll use the phrase that watches sizes have come down to some semblance of normalcy. You don't need a 55 millimeter case is like wearing a clock on your wrist.
Well, let me tell you, my bone right here, you can still see it's raised versus my wrist over here where it's not raised. I wore it for so long that it actually rose up high. And my bone in my wrist right here, this one, I stopped wearing that watch. It was just too big on my wrist. It was just too much for my wrist.
I'm not a doctor, so I can't opine on that. But if that's the case, so be it. But as it relates to our brand, we decided when we came out, this was a difficult decision. I didn't really know what to do. But for the dive watches, most of what I had sold in my old brand was in the 44 millimeter size. And we decided to bring it down to 42, realizing it is a tactical style watch. The thinking was that while many watches were now dropping to 40 and even 39, we thought that would be going too far for this style of watch. So we took the small step down to 42. And interestingly, at the past couple of SHOT shows, when I took these there, and you know the demographic of the SHOT show customer, it includes a lot of law enforcement, a lot of first responders, a lot of military, adventurers, outdoorsmen.
Exactly.
I was kind of waiting to see who's going to complain about this. And as I said, interestingly, not one complaint about the size. In fact, some of the military guys that came to the booth said, "Oh, I see you brought it down a little bit. This is a much more wearable size."
Mm-hmm.
And I think it is. 42 is like a really good size for this particular watch. Now, in our field watch, we're at 40. Intentionally, we went a little smaller. And there, and we're seeing a lot of it today, field watches, and believe it or not, 36 to 39 for men at 38. But we held at 40 to not drop into the 30s, once again, because of the profile of the customer that we were trying to appeal to, which is,
right.
You know, at the center, when we started this, if there's a bullseye, if you will, the center of the bullseye was really to go after what I refer to as first responders of all types, whether it's military, law enforcement, firefighters, mountain rescue, EMT. You know, there's a wide range of people that are first responders. And in fact, our brand name has something to do with that. So the name Pro refers to those professionals. Tech refers to the illumination technology. And then in a kind of a word pun, the watches were created for those that protect us. So that's the idea. And you know, I've had some people come to me. We've been reviewed by a lot of groups now, and almost every review has been pretty much stellar. We've had a few people say that you're trying to take advantage of Casio's Pro Trek series.
Oh yeah, no.
And I said, no, that's not true at all. In fact, it couldn't be further from the truth. Of course, I was aware that Pro Trek as a series exists. The brand isn't Pro Trek. The brand is Casio. The series is Pro Trek.
Mm-hmm.
But our brand became Pro Trek, and I did check with legal before we came out, because I don't want to ruffle any feathers. I want to do things the right way. And we were advised that Trek is a journey and Tech is a technology. And these are two separate things that we should be fine to do it. And again, it goes to the idea of those that protect us. But anyway, that's the center of the bullseye. But a target goes much beyond that. And we're looking to supply plenty of people that just enjoy a non-dressy world type watch, you know, an outdoorsman's type of watch. You don't have to be a first responder to enjoy that type of timepiece as your preferred timepiece.
Well, I think this is a perfect segue to let our listener know right now that if you've made it this far in the podcast and you've listened to everything we've talked about with the Pro Tech line, we're going to have a special offer for you that you will be able to use if you go over to the Pro Tech Watches website, right?
It's protechwatch.com. That's P-R-O-T-E-K. And the introductory offer for your audience would be a 20% discount with the use of the code...
Go ahead. Soft rep. So we're going to do soft rep, make it real simple. All you have to do is if you're interested in a watch and you want to go check out, and if you're in the market for a watch and you're looking and you're considering, give Pro Tech a chance to be your source and go check them out. And for watching our show, it's soft rep. Just type soft rep in the coupon field when you're at checkout and you'll receive the discount that Barry's offered to us. And it's introductory. So, you know, this is really just through Soft Rep right now. You know, that's really kind of you. I want to thank you. And I want to also say that by no way has I been paid or any other way to say anything about anything to you. I am just literally bringing this to you, my guest, right? He sent the watch over to Guy in Florida to check it out and make sure that it's cool for the website so we can do some articles on it. We're happy to have him on the show and talk about how he came from, you know, being a 60s child to, you know, the draft to, you know, facing that demon. Holy cow, man. You know, that's coming at you. The draft number 14. I mean, and then to get into watches and have the story of your mom and getting your 10-year-old watch and then your son, an eighth grader, getting him a watch and then him realizing the value of having a watch. And today, when I'm working in my store and people look at their watches, I'm like, oh, are you in a hurry? Because you came into my shop and you want to buy something off my wall, but now you're looking at, oh, it's an iPhone? You're looking at a text message? I'm like, usually back in the day, young man, that means that you have to get going. You're looking at your watch. You're like, Rad, you're taking too much time. So let's get back in time, huh? Sometimes classics just never go away.
May I mention one other thing, just in case any of your listeners might have any interest in this? You know, over the years, we've made watches either dual-branded or branded for others that include a long list of first responders. San Francisco SWAT, San Diego SWAT, ATF, really a long list, FBI, Secret Service, DEA, a lot. And so with this brand, we decided, why not do the same? And we went back to a number of the people with whom we had relationships. And for example, and I think you guys saw it at the SHOT Show, we had an officer there from the Oakland, California Police Department, and we had just delivered to them the Oakland Police Watch. Ooh. And so if any of the groups that might be listening to this would like to have their own watches made with their branding on it, it's something we're quite honored to do for any of these groups. And you know, it's interesting. The first time I did one for San Francisco SWAT, they came to me and they said, hey, we want you to make a watch for us. I said, I'll gladly do it. We only have 35 people on the team. And I said, well, our minimum is 100 because that's not my decision. That's the factories with the dials and the cases. And I said, if you give me the art, I'll have it mocked up and send it to you. Well, lo and behold, their opening order was 139 watches. 35 people on the team, 139 watches, because what ends up happening, there's pride in workplace in the world of first responders. And so retired fathers, brothers, uncles, cousins, nephews, they jump on it because it's a chance to have a very special and unique watch. And that's what that is then. It's very unique and different from the standard collection. So we have a number in development right now, ATF retired, ATF active, San Diego SWAT, San Francisco Police, Beverly Hills Police. I can't even remember them all. But if any of your groups would like it, it's something we very much enjoy doing.
That's awesome. And they can just reach out through your website to contact you. And again, just mentioned you heard, you know, Barry talk about his life story on the podcast. Just say, hey, I was listening to Soft Rep and I'm intrigued and I have a department that we can get some watches or, you know, you're an agency, hit them up. And again, use Soft Rep on his website to take advantage of an opportunity that isn't normally out there. There's not usually discounts on his stuff. We don't really want to, you know, it's just for you, Soft Rep, the listener and our viewer. So we really are grateful for you. And with that said, I've had your time for like just about an hour, you and Guy. But Guy gets to wear the watch. Look at it's so red. I love it.
I think you might be sending one your way. I'm not sure.
Oh, well, hey, whatever's the case is, this has been a wonderful time to get to know you better, Barry. I'm glad that we've become acquainted and better friends. Guy, I really love having you on the show. I just know that you are going to write awesome articles about what we have going on. And this will come out all together. So on behalf of myself, on behalf of Guy and Soft Rep and Barry at ProTechWatches.com, I just want to say go check out our merch store at softrep.com. Go check out that book club. And this is Rad saying peace.
You've been listening to Soft Rep Radio.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.